portion of the scripture and then we will pray together.
我们一起读三段的经节，然后我们一起祷告。
The first part is in Jeremiah 33 verse 3, 31 verse 3. That has been our theme verse for the last year.
第一段是在耶利米书的31章的三节，也就是我们最近上这段时间主题的经文。
The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you.
古时耶和华向以色列显现说，我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。
The second portion of the scripture is in Gospel John chapter 17, which will be also the, which will be the main verses we are going to share.
第二段是在约翰福音，也就是我们这一次要分享的。
That is in chapter John chapter 17 verse 5, 6 and 26.
在约翰福音17章的第五、第六跟26节。
And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world.They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word.
第五节，父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以前，我同你所有的荣耀。你从世上赐给我的人，我已将你的名显明与他们。他们本是你的，你将他们赐给我，他们也遵守了你的道。
And verse 26.I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you love me may be in them, and I in them.
26节，我已将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们，使你所爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。
And the last part is in Luke chapter 15, verse 31-32.
然后最后一处是在路加福音第十五章三十一到三十二节。
And he said to him, Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found.
父亲对他说，儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Indeed, our Lord Jesus Christ, our Father, when we come into your presence, Lord, our hearts are full of worship and adoration. How deep the Father's love for us.
我们的亲爱的主，我们的父。我们来到你面前，我们真是看你的，你对我们的爱是何等奇妙。
Lord, that not only you saved us, but you brought us into this family, into relationship with our Father.
主，你不单单拯救我们，你也把我们带进一个与父的关系。
Lord, we sense this burden to share about this love. Lord, would you bless your own word?Lord, we stand on nothing else but on your word, on yourself, on your faithfulness alone.
主，我们有这样子的负担来分享你的爱，我们真是求你，也就真是我们只是站立在你的信实上头。
Lord, I may only have some broken pieces, but Lord, it is your word. May you speak through your word.
主啊，我或许只有一些碎片，主，但是你却能够借着你的话语向我们说话。
Lord, I trust it is in your heart you want to speak to us. Lord, do speak to us. Anoint our brother, our translator, every one of us who listen. Lord, this reality of Father's love, may you show it to us.
主，我们真是求主向我们说话，主借着讲员，主借着翻译。主，你真是把那父的真实能够向我们显现。
May you gain all the glory.
愿意主你得到一切的荣耀。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I've been burdened with this, this topic about to know the Father of love. It's this burden.
弟兄姐妹，我最近就有这样子的负担。主愿意思想就是那父的爱。
We have been meditating about this theme about God's love for maybe almost a year.
我们已经差不多有一年的时间，我们思想这个主题就是神的爱。
And many brothers share so many wonderful facets about the love of God.
我们许多弟兄都有分享关于这个神的爱这许多的方面。
And we taste the word, the Lord's, you know, the word about agape love, about so many different facets of God's love.
所以我们听到了关于神的爱，这个agape 的爱，这许多方面的这个爱。
Recently, Brother Dana shared wonderfully about the love of the cross of love.
最近Dana 弟兄他也有讲到这一个爱的十字架。
But among all the messages, one message I think maybe touched this topic was our brother Kevin when he shared that sometimes God loves us as he disciplines us, as a father disciplines the children.
可是我思想到好像这个 Kelvin 弟兄他有提到就是当神爱我们的时候他好像是儿子一样的管教我们。
But I still felt there was one burden. Actually, Brother Dana initially back last year in the youth conference in Toronto, the last message he shared about his father's love in Gospel of John 17, which hasn't been touched.
可是我却在Dana 弟兄他在去年的多伦多的年轻人特会讲到就是约翰福音17章里头那父的爱。
So today is my sharing. I think the outline will be just three parts.
所以今天我的分享呢会有三部分。
So the first part is who is the Father God?
第一部分就是谁是那一位父神。
We will briefly look at some of the Old Testament verses and you know it's to get us into this topic.
我们会稍微看一些旧约的经文。让我们进入这个题目。
And the key part, which in the Gospel of John, those words we just read, is my second part, is my question for you. Do you know that he is your father?
然后第二部分也就是我们要分享的是否你认识他就是你的父。
And the last part is in the Gospel of Luke 15. And the question for I have for you is, do you know what's the father's heart for you?
然后第三个部分就是从路加福音十五章你是否知道父对你的心。
So let's start with the concept of the father.
所以让我们从一个就是这个父的这个观念开始。
I think every one of us has father.
我想我们每一个人都有父。
And, you know, maybe someone, unfortunate ones, maybe you don't know your father.
或许有一些比较不幸的，就是你或许不认识你的父亲。
But one of my colleagues used to refer, you know, every one of us have a biological father.
我一个同事他说每一个人都有我们身体的父亲。
But so sometimes our earthly concepts actually is helpful, but sometimes it's not totally.Not the truly helpful to understand God's concept of the Father God.
我们这些属世的观念，关于父亲的观念，有的时候有帮助，可是对我们要了解这个天上的父亲这个观念，却不是那么有帮助。
And I think you know, I think honestly, I think perhaps for many of us, unless you know the Lord is doing something wonderful in your home.A lot of us grow up, for me at least, grow up with a father figure is absent.
我不知道你的家里情况如何，可是我长大的时候，我确实没有这么一个父亲的那个一个人。
Is absent, not always absent, but commonly, usually absent.
就是不是说好像他不在那里，他是不经常在那里。
And there are, you know, but there are precious moments, but we still were taught by our earthly father, and they would guide us, taught us, you know, direct us at times, but it is not what our heavenly father does.
所以我们在地上的父亲, 都会有, 就是不同的时候, 他会跟你谈话, 会跟你, 讨论, 会帮你解决问题, 可是这都不像天上的父所做的。
I felt most commonly the father is absent, that, you know, when the father got home, don't bother me. Let me read the newspapers, watch televisions, you know, don't bother me, leave me alone.
在我的生命当中, 我也感觉好像有许多的, 世上的父亲, 他都是, 叫你不要去吵他, 他要读他的报纸, 他要做他的事情。
But that is not our heavenly father.
可是我们的天父却不是如此。
In Jeremiah 31, it says, the Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you.
耶利米书31章说,古时耶和华向以色列显现,说我以永远的爱爱你,因此我以慈爱吸引你。
So what is our Heavenly Father? He does, He appeared from of old. That says, it is His love toward us. It's not just at a moment, just a thought. It was from the very beginning.
所以耶和华向以色列显现, 他的爱是永远的爱, 他不是一个, 暂时的或者只是一个, 就是暂时的爱。
In Genesis 1, chapter 1, verse 26, when God created man, we can see the phrases he used.
在创世纪第一章26节, 我们看见神造人的时候, 他用什么样的话描述?
Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
神说我们要照着我们的形象, 按着我们的样式造人, 使他们管理海里的鱼, 空中的鸟, 地上的牲畜和全地, 并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
So you see, God created that to His image, to His likeness. In a sense, He means that we are created like God. We are created to manifest Him.
所以这里说, 照着我们的形象, 按着我们的样式, 所以我们知道, 神造我们是, 好像是像, 像他一样。
And he let man have dominion over the fish of the sea, over everything he created.
而且他也让人管理海里的鱼, 一切他所造的。
So if you ask between the lines what God is saying, that God has a wonderful purpose for man.
所以你如果问就是, 这当中, 神其实对人有一个美好的旨意。
That he, according to his own image, his own likeness, he created you and me.
因为他按着他自己的形象, 他的样式, 造了你和我。
And verse 28, that God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth.
28节, 神就赐福给他们, 又对他们说, 要生养众多, 遍满地面, 治理这地, 也要管理海里的鱼, 空中的鸟, 和地上各样行动的活物。
You see, God not only created us, created us with wonderful purpose, He has a blessing, additional intention, additional good intention for men. He blessed them, and not only blessed them, He wanted them to be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it.
对,神不单单是造了人, 给他一个美好的, 给他有美好的旨意, 他更是愿意赐福给他们, 要他们生养众多, 并且要管理这一切的活物。
Brothers and sisters, not sure about you, but for me, sometimes life is a struggle, right? Like we struggle to do well in our career, do well in our work, and feed our family. That's almost everyone's in this world is struggling.
所以, 我不知道你的情况如何, 可是, 我觉得我们许多时候生命对我们来说都是一个挣扎, 我们在工作里头挣扎, 盼望能够有, 足够的钱可以养家。
and kids to rear, and our health, everything, right?
所以有孩子们要抚养, 还有我们的家, 我们的家庭,
and perhaps elderly to take care of.
或许还要照顾年长的,
but God's intention here is that we may fruitful, be fruitful and have dominion. It's very victorious.
可是神的意思, 确实要我们生养众多, 要能够,
victorious.
他要得胜,
have dominion.
要能够, 治理, 管理.
And when I think about the verse, fill the earth and subdue it, like it talks, be fruitful, it's not only individually, but also more corporately. One many sense.
所以我们讲到这个遍满地面治理这地, 我想不单单是我们, 个人的, 而是团体的。
So you can see that God's intention for man is truly a picture, a purpose, a picture of this purpose with blessings, a purpose of love.
所以我们在这样子神的心意里头, 我们看见他的一个旨意是爱的旨意。
And usually when the Bible, when the verse is just not one part, there's second part, there's some very rich meanings behind the verse we just read in Jeremiah 31:3.
通常在神的话语里头, 它第二部分有更丰盛的事情, 就像是我们刚刚在耶利米书31章里面读的。
It says, therefore with loving kindness I have drawn you.
他说, 我以永远的爱爱你。
And this word, loving kindness, is a very special word in the Old Testament.
它第二部分是因此我以慈爱吸引你。这个慈爱在旧约里头是一个特别的词。
And this word, I'm not Brother Dana, can, maybe someone of you can pronounce it, the Hebrew word, hased. Like H has a special turn or something.
可是这个在希伯来文里头是个hased. 我不像Dana弟兄,他可以发这个希伯来文的音。
This word is a noun. It means kindness, loving kindness, mercy, goodness, faithfulness, love, act of kindness.
这是一个名词，这个 hased 这个字，它的意思是恩慈、慈爱、怜悯、良善、信实、爱跟慈爱的行为。
So this word is so rich. It actually reflects God's character, what He's trying to convey.
所以这一个字是非常丰盛的, 它能够, 表达出神的性格, 跟他的心意。
It's talking about God's character, truth, faithfulness, mercy, steadfastness, justice, righteousness, goodness.
这里提到神性格里面很重要的特征, 就是包括真理、信实、怜悯、坚定。
And it is actually quite well known, this, there is a definition for this verse in Psalm
136.
Because of time, we will not read everyone, but I will just by mentioning that in there are 26 times this word hased is used.
我们不会读这篇诗篇，可是这个词呢，在诗篇里面用了26次。
At the end of each verse, it says that, I will just say verse 1, Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever.
我们就看了第一节，你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
In this version I have, it says His mercy. In some other version, it says His loving kindness.
在我的这个版本它的是怜悯，可是在别的版本它是慈爱。
It's the same Hebrew word.
是同样的希伯来文。
And this first verse saying that He is good, that tells us the nature of God is good.
在这里呢，他说他本为善，所以我们看见神的本性是善的。
And if we have time, we can go back and read ourselves that every verse is talking about one aspect of God.
所以我们回去可以自己念, 可是他每一节都讲出了神的那某一个方面。
And verse 5 and 6 talk about God's goodness, His loving kindness, hased in the creation.
然后5到6节他就讲到神的 hased, 就是他的慈爱在他的被造的世界。
And verse 10 to 11 talking about His salvation, redemption for His people, said.
然后第十到十一节讲到了他的慈爱是对于他的子民啊，他的 hesed。
And at the end, the last two verses talking about his goodness toward all creation.
然后在最后的二十五到二十六节，他就是讲到他对于他的所有的万有啊的慈爱。
So briefly, who is our Father God? Who is this God of love?
所以很简短的，我们的父他到底是谁？
And we know for sure that he is a God who created heaven and earth.
我们知道他是那位造天地的主。
And he created even time and space.
他也造了时间跟空间。
He's the Alpha, he's the Omega, the beginning and the end.
他是那阿拉法俄梅加。
And by his power, he upholds everything.
所以按着他的能力，他托住万有。
In Colossians 1:16, it says, For by him all things were created, that are in heaven and that are on the earth, visible, invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him.
在哥罗西书第一章十六节，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
And he is before all things, and in him all things consist.
他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
So, brothers and sisters, our Father in heaven, our God the Father, everything is created by him, and everything is sustained by him. Even the air we breathe, the lights we have, the life we have, everything.
所以我们的天父，我们的父神，一切都是他所造的，所以我们需要存活的一切都是在乎他。
And not only he is in everything, but he is above everything.
他不单单是在万有的里头，他也是在万有之上。
The Revelation also says, who is and who was, who is to come, the Almighty.
我们也看到他是他是昔在、今在、以后、永在的全能者。
But in relation to you and to me, not only he created us, but in relation to us, he also have other roles, I would say.
他不单单创造了我们，他对我们也有一些我们的
角色
要行。
Through the Old Testament, you can see that God is a righteous God, that God judges man's sin.
我们在旧约里面看见神是一个公义的神，他会审判罪恶。
Not only he judges, he also saves and delivers man from sin and judgment.
他不单单审判罪恶，他也拯救人从这个罪恶跟这个审判当中出来。
And throughout the Old Testament, New Testament, we can definitely see that God is love.
所以从旧约、新约，我们可以看见神是爱。
And sometimes people have this trouble when people read the Old Testament, is that they felt there are so much troubles, judgments, death.
有一些人读旧约他就会问说，为什么旧约里面有这么多的罪恶，有这么多的审判跟罪
？And some people question about God's love.
所以人会怀疑。就是神的爱。
But if we truly humble ourselves, if we truly read the words, if we understand some of it, we will realize all those struggles, through all those struggles, it still shows that God is love.
可是如果我们读神的话我们会慢慢看见就是纵使有这么多的审判跟罪，可是还是看到神是爱。
The reason there are so much trouble and conflict is because God is not just love on the paper. God needs to love with righteousness, with truth.
所以我们在旧约里面看见有这么多的混乱跟罪恶审判是因为神他不单单是爱的神，他也需要是一位公义圣洁的神。
If God is not true, if God is not just, how can he even be the God of love?
他如果不是一个 真实的或者是公义的神，他怎么可能成为一个是爱的神？
The real hindrance for God's love is not his love, it is man's sin.
神的爱的一个会成为拦阻，不是神的问题，而是人的罪的问题。
But if you read through the Old Testament, you will see how could God be so patient dealing with his rebelling children.
如果你再看旧约里头，神如何能够对他的子民这么有耐心？
How, if you think of the book in Hosea, how God through the prophet can even tell Hosea to even recover this Gomer.
你如果读何西阿书，你看见神如何叫这个何西阿去取这个割面。
This harlot, Gomer, and how he cracks, he breaks, he heals.
就是这一个淫妇割面，他如何破灭如何破碎并且医治他。
If this is all talking about that long-suffering God who loves us, even through the Old Testament.
这个都让我们看见，就是在旧约里头，神还是有许多的忍耐跟慈爱的。
Of course, you know, all these verses is picturing us of a Father, Heavenly Father who loves us. But actually, that is just scratching the surface.
所以这些图画都让我们看见神是一位慈爱的天父可是这都是只是我们就是表面上的理解。
Because in the Old Testament, God is called the Father only 15 times.
在旧约里头神称为父只有15次。
And all these times, it was referring in a national, distant,a metaphorical sense.
这十五次呢都是好像是在就是隐喻的方法，或者是讲到遥远的一种。
For example, there were the phrase, Israel is my son.
譬如说有一句话说以色列是我的儿子。
But never, no one personally addressed God as my father. And no prophet spoke to God.And praying Father.
可是没有人就是跟神说是我的父或者没有任何的先知好像祷告跟神说是他是他的父。
So you see the contrast here. In the New Testament, Jesus called God the Father, mentioned called God the Father. There are 165 times in the Gospel.
所以在新约里头正在福音书里面主耶稣他用了165次提到神是他的父。
And Jesus taught his disciples to pray, Our Father in heaven.
主耶稣他也教导门徒祷告说我们在天上的父。
And not only that, Jesus even prayed to Father using a very special word, which is Abba Father.
甚至主耶稣他还用一个特别的字来祷告，就是阿爸父。
And Jesus also told his disciples that Father loves them directly.
主耶稣也跟门徒说父神是直接的爱他们。
So brothers and sisters, wondering if you really can sense, enter into, in the spirit, that this father, this contrast, this father is not just the old, remote concept of the father we may have.
所以我弟兄姐妹或许可以看见这样子的一个父的一个观念是跟我们以前对于父的观念是不一样的，这是一个非常亲密的一种关系。
Actually, Jesus is bringing this revelation to his disciples.
所以主耶稣是把这样子的一个观念带到了门徒当中。
And this is actually a revelation.
这其实是一个启示。
And I saw a phrase which was very good. Says this is spiritually new.
我看到一个句话非常好，他说这个是非常在属灵上
spiritually new，
在属灵上是非常好
new，
是非常新。
Yeah， because in the Old Testament time， no prophet knows God as the Father。
因为在旧约里头，没有先知认识神是父。
And this is relationally new。
然后在我们关系性上头，它也是新的。
No one has this relationship with God the Father.
哦，从来没有人跟啊这个神就是父神有这样子的父的关系。
And also to us, this is experientially new.
哦，然后对我们来说，在经历上头也是一个新的。
What it means experientially new means that we can experience it. It's not just a theory on the paper.
所以我们从经历上说是新的，就是说我们不是单单在纸上谈兵，而是真正可以经历的。
Let me give you an Old Testament example. Where it mentioned the Father is in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 31.
我们可以看一个旧约的例子，在在生命记的第一章三十一节。
And in the wilderness where you saw how the Lord your God carried you as a man carries his son, in all the way that you went until you came to this place.
你们在旷野所行的路上也曾见耶和华你们的神抚养你们，如同人抚养儿子一般，只等你们来到这地方。
Do you see here the Father, this sense is national. It's like a God who created everything and God who leads everyone.
所以在这里
It's national, yeah. Okay.
所以这个好像一个国家一样。
Yeah,
就是、
it's father figure to the whole Israel.
就是他是好像一个父亲的地位，然后按着以色列是儿子。
But there hasn't been a personal level down to the level you and me, a father God.
可是好像没有一个父神跟我们个人的一个关系。
And the closest verse actually in the Old Testament about this father figure, actually from the phrase where Isaac addressed Abraham.
可是我们可以从以撒跟亚伯拉罕说的话里头看到这个关系。
I think in that wonderful type, in that picture, that Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. Then he said, Look, the fire and the wood.But where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
我们可以从以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说的话，我们听到他说：“父亲呢？”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，我在这里。”以撒说：“请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？”
This is the closest phrase to Abba Father in the Old Testament, where Isaac was addressing to his dad Abraham.
所以以撒在这里跟亚伯拉罕说，是我们在旧约里面能够找到一个最靠近阿爸父的这个字。
Does this remind you what Jesus prayed, Abba Father, in the Gethsemane?
所以这也提醒我们，主耶稣在克西马尼园里头祷告的时候。
But that is the closest in the Old Testament.
所以这个是在旧约里头能够最靠近的字了。
But now we, with what Jesus brought to us, is a totally new revelation.
可是主耶稣带给我们的是一个全新的启示。
He revealed the Father's character to us.
他把父的他的性格显现给我们。
He revealed the Father's heart to us.
他把父的心显现给我们。
And He revealed the Father's love to us.
他也把父的爱显现给我们。
And not only He is our Father, He is our Abba Father.
所以他不单单是我们的父，他是我们的阿爸父。
I say this is truly spiritually true.
所以这真是在属灵上是真实的。
It's relationally true.
这也是在关系上是真实的。
And it's also experientially true.
这也是在经历上是真实的。
So let's look at our main verses in Gospel of John chapter 17.
所以我们可以看一下我们的主要的经节在约翰福音十七章。
And we'll start with 3 and 5.
我们在第三到第五节。
And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. And now, O Father, go ahead.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
And now, Father, verse 5. And now, Father, glorify me together with yourself, and with the glory which I had with you before the world was.
父啊。第五节，父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以先，我同你所有的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not sure about you, but when I read these verses, it's felt is, how to say, it's hard to understand.
我弟兄姐妹，我不知道你如何，可是我读的时候，我觉得很难了解。
At least in the beginning.
特别是在开始的时候。
And if you read the book of Gospel of John, you find that in the beginning, it was very striking. Like, for example, in John 1.
如果你读那个约翰福音的话，这其实非常强烈的。你看约翰福音第一章。
Because it says, in the beginning it was Word, and Word was with God, and Word was God.
因为他说，太初有道，
道与神同在。
道与神同在。
道就是神。
道就是神。
If you read these words, it's just like a bang, like the whole, whatever your background, you were struck by the depths of these words. The philosophy, the angle, you know, you cannot describe the impact you feel.
好像一开始你读约翰福音就看见这里好像有一个很大的很强烈的一个启示非常深厚。
But actually in this chapter 17, people refer to it as Jesus' high priestly prayer.
在约翰福音17章这里他们说这是耶稣的大祭司的祷告。
And actually just as in theHoly of Holies, there is no lights.
就像是在至圣所里头是没有光的。
It seems quite hidden.
好像是有一些隐藏的。
I felt these verses are just like that.
这些经节对我好像是像那样子。
And if you just read quickly, briefly, on the surface, you felt Jesus is saying, know you, Father, give you name, disciple name, back and forth.
如果你很快的读的话他这里讲到认识你好像是有一些彼此的来回。
But actually, there is, I do think here is, we are entering the Holy of Holies.
我相信我们在这里是进入那个至圣所。
And the Son is showing us the heart of the Father.
那个儿子他在显明就是父的心意。
And, the key point I want to say, the reason we can call God our Father, the reason we can have this revelation, it is no other, but God included us in this eternal love between the Father and Son.
我们能够称神为我们的父乃是因为我们是在这个父跟子，就是神跟父神跟耶稣之间的这个爱的当中。
It is no longer at our level, like we imagine, you know, our earthly father cares us, or our earthly mother cares us, loves us. It's no longer this level of human love.
我们已经不是在一个就是在属世的，就是我们的如何我们的父亲照顾我们，我们的母亲照顾我们这个地方。
It is the love of divine love.That eternal love within the Father and the Son, and now is open to you and to me.
这是一个属天的爱本来是在父与子之间的可是现在也是赐给你和我。
And that is the love our Lord Jesus is talking about here.
这就是我们主耶稣这里讲的爱。
That is our identity in Christ.
这乃是在我们基督里的一个我们的所事。
That's who you and I are in Christ Jesus.
这就是我和你在基督里头的所事。
The Bible told us we are chosen in Him before the foundation of the world.
圣经说我们在创世以先就已经在基督里头。
How can we be chosen?
我们怎么可能被拣选呢?
It is because He included us in that eternal life in His Son.
因为他已经把我们包括在他的儿子耶稣基督里。
The Bible says Adam was a living soul.
在圣经里面说亚当他是一个活的，他是一个
活的魂，
活的有灵的活人。叫人活的灵。
But the last Adam is a life-giving spirit.
首先的人亚当成了有灵的活人，末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵。
So who is this last Adam? It's our Lord Jesus Christ.But in Him, we have this eternal life.
对，这个幕后的亚当就是主耶稣，在他的里面有永生。
And we don't need to go to John 1:12, which talks about whoever received the Lord, whoever received him, he gave to them authority to become the children of God.
然后约翰福音第一章的十二节啊，凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
We also remember what our Lord says. He said, "Verily I tell you that you will see heaven open and angels God ascending, descending on the Son of Man."
哦，我们主耶稣他也说啊，你要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来在人子身上。
So I want to say that in the Son, in our Lord Jesus, now we are included in this eternal love of the Father. Now we are we have this eternal life in our Lord Jesus.
所以我想要说的就是我们在人子的身，我们在人子里面，就是主耶稣里面，我们有这样子的神的爱。
This foundation is important to us.
这样子的一个基础对我们是重要的。
So now we understand this eternal life, this eternal love, it's not just about our earthly journey, how we journey through the earth, how we are living in this world.
所以这一个永生，这个永远的爱，这个永远的生命，让我们不只是单单过我们在世上的生活。
It has Father's eternal purpose in you and in me for our life in Christ.
这乃是父对我们有一个永远的旨意。
And not only Father, Jesus also tells us Abba Father.
主耶稣说不单单是父，他跟我们说阿爸父。
The Abba Father, this phrase, this word is never used in the Old Testament.
这个阿爸父这个字没有在旧约里面用过。
And in the New Testament, it appeared 3 times.
在新约里面它出现了3次。
The first one is actually mentioned in Mark 14:36.Where Jesus said, Abba Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will.
在马太福音14章，他说，阿爸父啊，在你凡事都能，求你将这杯撤去，然而不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。
This is the first time the phrase appeared in the Bible of Abba Father.
这个是阿爸父第一次出现在圣经里。
Yes.And the second part actually relate to us in the Romans chapter 8:15. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father.
这第二次乃是跟我们有关的是罗马书第8章15节。你们所受的不是奴仆的心，人就害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
Brothers and sisters, I'm wondering, in your experience, whether you have cried out to God, Abba, Father.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你如何，你有没有在你的经历当中，你会向神呼叫，说阿爸父。
If you remember, there was a testimony given by a brother from Korea many years ago here.
如果你记得许多年前在这里有一位，有一个见证是关乎，
A Korean brother, the brother is here, give us the testimony.
有一位韩国弟兄在这里讲他的见证。
And he told he was reading the Bible, trying to refuting his wife, who became a believer.
他那个时候他在读圣经，他希望能够证明他的太太是错的，他太太是已经信主的。
But as he read, somehow things changed.
可是他读的时候呢，就改变了。
And one day he has opened the window, he said, Abba Father.
可是有一天他就把窗子打开，他就说阿爸父。
You see, brothers and sisters, how wonderful we have this life from God.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们何等美好，我们有从神这里来的生命。
And the third place is in Galatians 4:6. And because you are sons, God has sent his spirit of his son into your hearts.Crying out, Abba, Father.
然后第三处是在加拉太书4章6节，你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。
Brothers and sisters, this is not just in the Bible. This is not just a one or two's experience. This is every one of God's children's experience.
弟兄姐妹，这不单单只是在圣经里头的话，这是应该是我们每一位弟兄姐妹，神的儿女的的经历。
And also in this, go back to our main verses in John 17, you see it's talking about back and forth about the Father and reveal the name to the disciple. Jesus had declared you, he said, I have declared your name to them.
我们回到约翰福音十七章的，他说，他不父，他耶稣不单单是称呼父，他也把他的，他说我把父的名也显明与他的门徒。
And if you think about it, if the Father is just a name, just a title, there is a why Jesus would need to declare your name to his disciple. It's just a Father.
所以如果说这个父只是一个头衔的话，耶稣没有必要这样子的跟他的门徒说。
But here it is not just a title, it's a revelation.
所以这里不是他，他不单单只是一个头衔，他是一种启示。
And the name in the Greek word, has a lot of meaning. It's more than a label.
这个名在希腊文里头有许多的意思。
It means a character, authority, revelation of person's nature.And it's an identity with the relations this name means.
所以这个名它其实有包括了就是它的性格，它的权柄，它的个性。
When Jesus said, I have manifested your name, what he means is, I have revealed your true identity and character and to you.
所以当主耶稣说，我已经把你的名显明与他们，他的意思是我已经将你的性格、你的权柄、你的所事显明给他们。
So what is God's true identity and character he revealed to them?
所以主耶稣把神什么样子的所事显明给他们呢？
This new name is the Father.
就是他的新的名字是那父。
I do pray that the Holy Spirit may do this work in us. We may see that.You know, break off our old concept of Father, but let's see this Father that Jesus is introducing to us.
所以我盼望我们能够打破我们以前对这个父的这个观念，让我们能够认识主耶稣启示的那天父的这个观念。
When you see how Jesus cares about his disciples, how he calls Peter back to himself again and again.
当你看见主耶稣何等的爱他的门徒，他如何一次一次的把彼得把他恢复他。
How he defend his disciples, how he pray for his disciples.
他如何的为这些门徒祷告。
That is exactly what the Father wants to do.
这就是父神他要做的。
Because Jesus and the Father is one, and Jesus has declared his name to us.
因为主耶稣说他与父原为一，所以他把父启示给我们。
So our heavenly Father is not like our earthly Father. You know, don't bother us. You know, love us when he wants. Our heavenly Father loves us with this everlasting love, with patience, kindness.
所以我们的父神跟我们在属世的父亲是完全不一样的因为他以永远的爱我们。他不像属世的父亲是好像不要来打扰我他却是用永远的爱我。
John 17:3 says, This is eternal life that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
在约翰福音十七章第三节，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
Brothers and sisters, do you know?This Father that Jesus is revealing to us.
弟兄姐妹，你是否认识主耶稣向我们启示的这位父？
This phrase of in the verse we just read, the know, just not knowledge, knowing in the head.
我们刚刚读这个认识，只是在头脑里头的认识。
This know is know in intimately.
这个认识其实是一个非常亲密的一个认识。
It's know in relationally.
他这个认识是在讲到一个在关系上面的认识。
Just like my little daughter, he knows me.
就像是我的小女儿，她认识我。
It is experientially knowledge that you experience God the Father in your life.
这也是在经历上的认识，因为你在你的生命里面，你能够认识你的父。
And this know also means it could be covenantal, meaning there is a covenant, there is.Something permanent.
这个认识也包括了一种誓约上的认识，
Let me tell you a story. Like, I have a friend, a very close friend, a couple, and they are very loving brothers and sisters in the Lord.
我跟大家讲一个故事。我认识一对夫妇，他们是在主里的夫妇。
And somehow the Lord touched their hearts. They adopt a daughter from Taiwan.
神感动他们，他们就领养了一位从台湾来的小女孩。
But this little girl's upbringing is very rough.
这个小女孩成长得很困难。
And she was born to a homeless mom.
她的母亲是是无家可归的。
流浪的人。So she would go to the government shelter, stay for a few days and on the streets, and this is how this little girl, maybe 4 or 5 years old or 3 or 4 years old, how her upbringing was at that point.
所以她成长的是很困难的，因为她的母亲就是因为是流浪的，在外头流浪的，所以经常在到处流浪。
So the brothers and sisters, their family adopted her, that when she came to this new house, new family, that she know that she is a member of this family.
所以当她被领养的时候，她就来到了这个家庭。
But does she really know?
可是她是真正的知道认识她是这个家庭的一部分吗？
It takes a while. So initially, you know, she has some a lot of behaviors our brother and sister don't like.
她花了很多时间。开始的时候，她有许多的表现行为是他们不习惯的。
For example, like she would holding things.Like she would also steal things.
譬如说她会积攒很多东西，或者是她也会偷很多东西。
And she will fill her pockets with candies and hiding things here and there for herself.
她也会把那个珠就是那个糖果塞到口袋里头，她也会
hiding things here and there for herself.
她会藏一些东西吃。
But you cannot, if thinking about her upbringing, you cannot really criticize her, right?
你思想到她成长的时间，你真是不能怪她。
But she doesn't know yet that this is her real home.
因为她还没有认识到这个是她真正的家。
With love and patience, over the years, we do see the daughter changed by the father and mother's love.
我们看见后来过了许多的时间，她就他就认识了他父母亲给这个女儿的爱。
And she knows now this is her house. She doesn't need to hoarding things or stealing things.
所以他就认识到了这是他的家，他不需要去藏东西或者是积攒东西。
This is real, brothers and sisters. Are you like this little girl?
这个是真实的故事，弟兄姐妹，你是否像这一个小女孩呢？
And do you know that you have a father in heaven? That you are a child of God through believing in God's only begotten Son?
你是否认识你在天上有一位父？你也是因为你相信他，你成为他的儿女呢？
And you have that eternal life in you. And you are not just a nominal son. You have his son's life in you.
你也有他的永远的生命在你的里头，你不是只是一个暂时的，或者是有一个头衔的儿子。
And you have the rights of the children of God.
你有那神儿女的权利。
Not only do you know the Father, do you know Father is your Abba?
你是否认识父？你是否认识他是你的阿爸父
？And from your spirit, from the deepest of your heart, you can cry out, Abba, Father.
从你的灵的深处，你能够呼喊，就是阿爸父。
Do you know the Father's name, His character?
你是否认识神的父的名和他的性格？
And even in your experience, you can experience God is our Father.
在你的经历里面，你也可以经历神就是我们的父。
The Father is the name that Jesus revealed to us.
这一个父乃是我们主耶稣向我们启示的这个名。
So Father, when we talk about our Heavenly Father, let's remember that's not just extension of our earthly Father's concept.
对，当我们思想到天父的时候，我们不要以为这只是属世的一些父亲的观念。
And Jesus, through so many times in the scripture, is making a big revelation to us who our God Father is.
所以主耶稣他借着圣经里面的许多的话，也是启示我们这一位父神是谁。
Yeah, we don't have time to go through the prodigal son story.
我们没有时间再来看就是浪子的故事。
But in that story, there are two sons and a father.
可是在那个故事里面有两个儿子跟一个父亲。
I just want you to know that how the father's heart is toward you and toward me.
我希望你可以看见我们父的心是何等的向着他的，向着你，向着我。
If next time we have time to read it, we can think, meditate more about through the story what the Father's heart is.
所以我们下一次如果有可以，我们可以来默想借着这个故事，这个父是谁。
The Bible never says, Father have, our Heavenly Father have pins in his heart. The Bible didn't say Father may have pins in his heart. Pins.
Oh, 圣经没有说我们的父他心里面有疼痛。
But through our condition, that so much falls short of his glory, that I believe that is a burden in his heart.
可是我们却经常是亏缺了他的荣耀，所以我们没有让他满意。
So, how can we respond to this Father of love?
所以我们如何能够向这位爱的神、爱的父回应呢？
But sister, if you have time, let's go back and read the Romans.
如果你有时间，可以回去看罗马书。
For as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
那些
Romans 8:14.
第十八章第八章十四节。凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
So brothers and sisters, let's learn how to be led by the Holy Spirit to respond to our Father's love.
所以弟兄姐妹，让我们学习被灵带领，认识我们是父的儿子。
Let's have a one or two to pray. That's just a prayer. We don't need to respond to anything, but respond to our Father in heaven.Just want you to pray to conclude our time.
我们请一两位的弟兄姐妹能够祷告，可以结束我们的时间，我们来回应那一位爱我们的神。